Blairsville, Georgia, at Jim Smoke and Q. And we're fortunate enough to have the owners, Zach and Chris. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming, Rick.
Tell me a little about this feast.
Okay, so what we've got here today is some of our most popular items, things that we sell the most of every day. We'll start off with the ribs. They're what we're known for. They're what people travel all over the country to get. They're probably our number one dish here at Jim's Smoke and Q. Going around, we've got some of our turkey, which is, we brine it overnight. We smoke it fresh every day, hand slice it. It's super popular, especially at Thanksgiving.
I'm noticing how thick. Those are some nice, I am a turkey eater. Those are some nice slices.
Yeah, we try to do everything. We don't want anybody to leave here hungry. And then one of the most popular lunch things that we have is the pulled pork sandwich. We do pulled pork sandwiches, brisket sandwiches, turkey sandwiches on our fresh baked bread that we have made fresh for us every morning.
If you notice, all of our sides here, we have many different sides. We start off here with our baked beans, our macaroni and cheese. All of our sides we make in-house. We don't bring anything in from outside. We make our beans fresh every week, our mac and cheese. We have our Brunswick stew, which it has all of our meats in it, all of our smoked meats. It has our turkey, our pork, our brisket. We have our coleslaw. We just brought in green beans to put on the menu. Southern style has the onions, the bacon. There's our most popular dessert,
our banana pudding. I'm getting that away from me.
It has chunks of bananas in it. It has the vanilla wafers. We make the pudding fresh every week. No cans, no store-bought. We can't keep that one in stock. That is one of our best.
So, Rick, here is our ribs that we are so famously known for. We've got a whole rack for you to try here today.
I don't think I can eat the whole, or at least on camera. Let's put it that way.
Well, we can definitely pack you some up here. We don't want you to leave hungry.
How do I get that big boy? There we go. Come on. Look at it fall apart. That falls off the bone. All right, let me ask you. You've got four different sauces here. Tell me which is your sweet.
Okay, our sweet is...
The reserve?
No, our sweet is this one right here.
Okay.
It's named after the pork butt.
What's it called?
It's called our butt sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the most popular with everybody.
Yes, that is our most popular.
That just falls off the bone.
Yeah.
That's what y'all are famous for.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you. What's the way to put this? When are y'all open?
So we're only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 in the morning till 8 at night. We are open year-round now, so we're open every month of the year. We close it for Christmas week and New Year's week to give our staff time with their families, but for everything else, we're open year-round.
Now, that's here. A big change. It used to just be a few months of the year. Now, year-round, they can come and enjoy.
Exactly. All right. And if you follow us on Facebook, we do announce when we will be closing. Like, we will close a week in September, say, for just a summer break, but we do announce everything on Facebook, so if you follow us on Facebook, we post things regularly, and you'll be able to follow and know exactly when we will be closed.
All right. Now, what had my eye, I mentioned earlier, was that I'm a turkey eater. Okay, I've tried the sweet. Now I want to try your hottest sauce.
The hottest sauce we have is our habanero.
And that's this one.
That, yes. Yeah. Be careful with that one.
Now, it's a habanero, and it's not as sweet.
It's not as sweet.
It's heat.
It is heat.
And we keep all of our other sauces out on the table. We don't put this one out on the table. So if you come here and you want a spicy sauce, you got to ask for that one.
You're trying to intimidate. Yeah. That's what you're trying to do here. Now I regret not having a giant sweet chicken.
Yeah.
Good. Moisture.
Good. Yeah, especially, like I said, at Thanksgiving, we try to do things for all the major holidays. So, like, Easter we have coming up, we're going to do our whole brown sugar-packed spiral hams, and Chris makes this homemade brown sugar pineapple glaze. It's amazing. So we'll have those for Easter. Thanksgiving and Christmas, we do whole turkeys, ham, sliced turkey. So we do other things that are, you know, not on our regular menu at the holiday time to, you know, try to give people something to eat on a Sunday with their family.
All right. The one that I've been dying to try, I'm a soup eater. I love soup and stews. Is this, and you sold me on this. A lot of meat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice and meaty.
Yeah, when we make it, we measure out about 50, 60 pounds of meat at a time to put in it.
Wow. That's good. Tell me a little about your customers here.
Yeah, I mean, so our customers are great. You know, we're, you know, Blairsville is, you know, becoming more and more of a popular tourist destination. And so we have a huge tourist business that comes up here. But we have tons of our locals that we love that, you know, come in here. We have people come in here and eat Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, every day that we're open of the year, they're in here eating.
All right, we've tried your hot, we've tried your sweet. Which is that one?
That is our hot sauce.
Just hot, but
it's
not just, the habanero.
It's hot, but it's not spicy like the habanero.
Okay.
That one still has some sweet to it.
And you know, all the sauces, we keep it, you know, it's not like a super smooth sauce. You know, it's got chunks of tomato and onions and stuff like that in it, and that's kind of what sets us apart. And,
now, what's the final one?
That is our special reserve. That is our spicy vinegar. That one is my favorite.
Ah.
It's not super sweet, but it has just enough of a kick, but it doesn't get you like the habanero.
I like that. There's a hint of vinegar, but it's not overpowering.
Exactly.
I see why you like that.
And you know, people ask us all the time if we ship barbecue, and unfortunately we don't ship barbecue, but we do ship all the sauces nationwide. So we have customers all over the United States that, you know, they'll have us call us and, you know, have us ship them a case of sauce, and we'll send it in the mail to them.
Now, you're open year-round now. Tell me a little about your catering business.
Yeah, so the catering has been a major part. You know, we both come from a corporate restaurant background, and, you know, there was a big emphasis on catering, and so we kind of brought that with us when we came up here. So we've brought on a full-time catering and events manager. So for anybody that's getting married up here in Blairsville or having corporate events, family reunions, we offer full service on-site catering. You know, we'll come in, set the food up, serve the food to your group, do the cleanup, do everything, as well as, you know, regular delivery and or pickup for here. So we do it for all different price points, all different options, all different from 20 people to 500. We'll do it.
I've got to ask you this: tell me about your sandwich sizes. This is huge.
Yeah. So I mean, all of our sandwiches, we put at least half, 3/4 of a pound of meat on it. You know, that's the pork. You know, you definitely won't go away hungry from that. Our pork, you know, we smoke all day, every day, cook it fresh. It's cooked with cherry wood. It's the wood that we use. No gas. It's all wood, charcoal, you know, from scratch. And that's probably, you know, one of the best-selling things, especially at lunch when, you know, you don't want to come in and eat a whole rack of ribs. You can always just come grab a sandwich.
I've never had that day, but if that day ever comes where I don't want to eat a whole rack of ribs, I'll get a sandwich. All right, the sides. Your beans. Tell me about your beans. I know that you make them.
Yeah. So we make our beans fresh each week. We got in a new steam kettle, so we can cook up to 45 gallons of beans at a time. And believe it or not, we do go through those 45 gallons of beans in a week.
It's a lot of beans.
It's a lot of beans.
But yeah, it's really popular. I mean, you can't go wrong with
pork,
coleslaw, and beans.
I'm not trying to get a great secret, but there's a particular flavor.
Yeah, there is a particular flavor in there.
I know, I've been accused of, that's a trade secret. I can't share that before. Okay, I got you.
That's good.
All right, now this is originally y'all.
Yes, so the mac and cheese is a new item that we brought on board this year. We had started it, we had so many kids asking mac and cheese and everything. So Zach and I, we worked on this recipe probably for a good 3-4 months.
We ate a lot of mac and cheese in 3 or 4 months.
Yes. Till we finally found a recipe that we came up with that we liked the flavor, the food profile, and everything on it. So that's been a very popular.
It's very cheesy. I get why they like it.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't skip on any of the ingredients. We'd rather give more than less.
I've got to tell you, I don't know that this video will ever air because I don't know. I want my wife to see me eating of it. She thinks I'm on a diet. So yeah. Let's just keep this between you and I. Okay, your slaw.
Our slaw is probably our most popular side.
With that mac and cheese, this is, wow.
It has been. The mac and cheese is coming up a close second. Mm-hmm. But our coleslaw, it is a sweet and a vinegar base. A lot of people ask us if it's mayonnaise or the vinegar. It is a mixture. I think it complements one another. It's not overpowering either way. It is a good item. A lot of people get it in their picnics. We have the picnic meals, and it goes very well.
You can't go wrong with pulled pork and coleslaw.
No, you can't. All right. I'd say maybe the best for last. Because when you described this, I cannot wait to try this.
That's another new item. Everybody's been asking for something green. They needed a vegetable.
How healthy.
Yeah.
So as healthy as we could get, we put the bacon and everything in with the green beans. That's as healthy as we could go. So it has the bacon and the onions. Cooked that one for a while.
There's some meat in this too.
Yeah. You know, we don't use green beans from a can. We use fresh green beans.
Yeah.
You know, make it as good as we can get it.
Right. But yet healthy.
Yeah.
Green, it's
right?
Green.
It's healthy-ish.
It's healthy-ish.
Wow.
But see, you still have the banana pudding.
You're the devil. Get behind me, Satan.
There you go.
It has bananas in it.
It does. So you're getting your fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
That's what you can tell your wife.
There's a banana. She's never going to see this video.
Yeah. If she happens to see it.
Okay.
So you can't say you missed out on your bananas. That's our most popular dessert right there.
Yeah.
This is delicious. Now you say you're most popular. Do you do other desserts?
We do. We also have a peanut butter pie, and we do have a chocolate delight, and those are our three desserts that we do.
I can see why this is your most popular. This is delicious.
Yes.
It's light. Mm-hmm. Very light. Nice touch with this.
Yes. Yeah. So you're still able to drive across the mountain when you go and eat it?
Without going into a food coma.
True story. As I'm coming in. In the parking lot, there's a guy coming out, and he's rubbing his stomach going, oh, it was good, brother, it was good. True story, it just happened.
We have one of our favorite customers, Steve. He comes in all the time, every single week, and he gets the ribs. And he goes up and down the line when we're busy, and he says, you got to get the ribs, and he says, I'll make a deal with you. If you don't like them, I'll buy them and take them home myself.
That's pretty good. That's a happy customer.
It is.
That's a happy customer. That's good. Well, I can see why you'd have a lot of happy customers with all of this. I really appreciate y'all having me out. This has been an incredible meal. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great to have you out. Anytime.
Anytime.
Thank y'all.